Hey there, pal. Hey, couple things today I was thinking about. Hey, I just finished up a book by Cormac McCarthy called The Road. It's a post-apocalyptic look at America and a father-son duo kind of out just trying to survive, you know. And it's weird. I mean, there's ash everywhere. There's hardly anything. They're fighting for food. And Cormac's just a genius writer, so you get this sense from him of how deep and dark the situation is, but how much love the father and son have for each other. And it was really cool to, you know, read and swim in that universe. But it was interesting at the end, his dad kept coughing and coughing and coughing, and had, you know, he was kind of teetering on the edge, and the kid did too, which is excruciating to think that the child would, you know, not outlive his father. But the father finally died at the end of the book, and the kid was there, and, you know, he was just agonizing over him, and some old man came by and said, "Why don't you come with us?" You know, and the kid agreed to, but, you know, his final commentary was, "I'm going to speak to you every day. You're always going to be alive. You're always going to be there." And I was thinking about what I'm doing now with your camera, and how I'm keeping the torch alive, how important this is for me. I mean, I technically don't need to record any of this, but it's just comforting to me to know that it's kind of like a phone call. Like, you know, the phone call wouldn't exist if I just flipped the phone open, put it on my ear. It makes it a little bit more real that this reel is going here. So that was cool. It's very cool that sometimes when art mimics reality and all that good stuff, because I'm the same way. It's like, I'm just not gonna let go. I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna have the conversations. I'm gonna keep you alive. That whole thing. But the other thing I was gonna bring up to you, which is just unbelievable to me, which is what's so hard about a nonverbal son that I have, and that I want to help so much to get to that point where he can communicate more effectively and gain the words and the understanding and the signage or anything that can convey to us what he needs to have done. And yesterday he was, we went to get some barbecue, and there was this building across the street from the barbecue place. It's Jack Stack, which is shit, fuck yeah, you know. Anyway, he kept pointing at his eye and saying, I, and pointing over at this building. And he'll do that stuff sometimes where I'm like, what are you talking about, pal, you know? And he's trying in vain, and he continues to do this. And I'm thinking, okay, are you talking about your little eyeglasses that you have, some goggles? He kind of was using the sign water, but he kept pointing at this building that we've had no history with, nothing that would be even remotely a part of anything in his history, or that would trigger something in me to remember, you know, what he was talking about. So keeps saying I, keeps pointing over there. And I'm thinking it's going to breeze over. I'm like, I don't know what that is, Miles. I'm sorry. I wish I could help you. And the whole way home for 15, 20 minutes, I. And it just, by the time I got home, I couldn't hear him say that again. But of course, Carrie was awesome and was kind of diverting him from saying that. And we were all trying our own way, not only to divert him from saying that, but to try to talk to him and say, what is this? Let's figure it out. I thought it was a Garfield DVD that he had in his hands. But I got to tell you, man, those are the things that just really, you know, send me into orbit. It just pains me to think that this little creature can't discuss and bring stuff up that he wants us to share with him, and or something he may want. So probably what's going to happen, because I don't think he's going to let it go, is we're going to have to take him to this spot again and actually have him get out and go and show us. We're suspecting he saw a billboard for something, a commercial that he had seen on TV, and it's either some activity he wants to do that's firing him up, like a water park or something, or just a random commercial that he saw. That's my thought right now. There was some kind of billboard around there, or some kind of visual that he needs to have validated, and it's just, wow, these little things as he gets older that are just astonishingly perplexing, that really throw the difficult into the situation of trying to communicate with him. But we love him, and we're going to strive to figure it all out, man. You know, that's really what it's all about. It's all about the love. And that little kid is such a bounding, cool little bundle of love that, you know, we're going to make it. It's all minute by minute what we're going to do it. And as I approach 150 here, oh God, one other thing, dude. Yesterday, I completely cut myself with a razor blade. I'm trying to do this new window pane series. Well, I've done the window pane series before, but I got a big roll of canvas, and I'm going to do some new window panes. And so I was down there fiddling and faddling. I cut myself pretty hard with the razor. And it's like all my hands down. I got like three good working fingers. My pinky that was yesterday is bad. My thumbs are always historically bad because, I don't know, they flared up mid to late last year. And one thumb actually, like tendonitis, and the other one has it now. And it's just the pain I've gotten used to. Then I got one finger that's numb on top that I need to get figured out with the doctor. And then I have a fingernail that got a sliver of wood from a piece of firewood I was moving jammed up in it. And then I got one other finger that got cut. I was cutting an apple and the knife kind of slipped. Like, Jesus, it's like when I was a kid. It's like I'm a walking accident, you know. So it's no mystery whenever Miles has a little streak of just getting destroyed. It's like, wow, he's really taking after his old man, isn't he? I know you used to talk about that all the time. Breaking shit or cutting myself or some shit like that just always seems to creep up into me. But, yeah, you know, what is you is you, and you can't escape it. That's the thing I've learned with old age. You know, it's not even that old habits die hard. It's old habits need to be put in the proper place, and you need to accept it. It was like after I cut my finger yesterday, I'm like, God damn it, man, you know? It's like, it's just not even funny. But then I get to the point where I'm just laughing. I'm like, shit, you know? And that's the thing about it. If I didn't cut myself anymore, if I didn't ding myself and hurt myself, I wouldn't be living as hard as I want to live. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing or wanting to do. I would be being cautious and preventative because of a fucking cut, which is like shit that just fucking heals, you know? Yeah, it gets in the way. It's a little annoying, but overall, it's a fucking cut, man. It's just, it's an abrasion. It's another denture imprint of the fact that it's pretty cool to be fucking alive and pushing it and push it to a limit that is difficult yet rewarding and fun. Fucking, I'm all for it. Bring it on, you know. The scars are what we remember. All right, pal. That's it for me this morning. As I try to avoid the news of our economic collapse. God damn it, that's so fucking... Oh, it's so bad, man, to watch the news anymore. The economic woes this country's in, which is bad, but I don't think anybody can really conceptualize it fully and fully and fully. Many people. A lot of us can. But it's a Cadillac. Blares through the intersection with that and the headlights on. I bid you a, oh yeah, they're on the other side. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the cosmos. Enjoy the realm I have no idea about, but can daydream about. Until next time.